From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jolene Crosman. People will no longer be allowed to carry a gun out in the open on Utah's college campuses. KUER's Hugo Rickard-Bell has more.
Governor Spencer Cox recently signed the change into law, and it goes into effect May 6th. Even though you won't be able to open carry on campus, you also won't need a concealed carry permit to keep one on your person. Before, you had to have a permit to have a gun on campus. Now, anyone at least 21 years old can conceal carry at universities. It raised some eyebrows in the legislative session. Opponents argued it was an odd bill to run so close to the Charlie Kirk assassination, and it answered whether recent gun violence in Utah would whet the state's appetite for gun reform. In short, it didn't. The update means the rules about guns at school better reflect law as it is throughout the state. Hugo Rickard-Bell, KUER News.
The U.S. Senate is currently debating Mike Lee's SAVE Act. It would require voters to prove they are citizens. Amelia Powers Gardner is a Republican and a Utah County Commissioner. She told PBS Utah's The Hinckley Report she agrees voters should prove who they are. But she also says recent audits show Utah doesn't really have a problem with fraud.
The premise is not necessarily bad. It's how it's being administered. The other aspect to that is federalism. In the state of Utah, we believe in states' rights. We believe heavily in states' rights. Our Attorney General, Derrick Brown, has an entire division that he's spinning up to talk about states' rights. And when the Democrats tried to do H.R. 1, which was a federal takeover of elections, we fought it. Republicans should be consistent on this. We believe in federalism, and it's taking over.
That was Amelia Powers Gardner on the Hinckley Report from PBS Utah. Utah's State University's March Madness dreams are still alive. The USU men's basketball team advanced out of the first round of the tournament. The Aggies beat Villanova 86-76 this afternoon. In the second round, Utah State will play the University of Arizona Wildcats. Brigham Young University is already out of the competition. They lost yesterday to Texas. Major League Soccer will play a shorter season next year. It'll run from February to May. It means Real Salt Lake and the league's 29 other teams could be playing more games in winter conditions. It happened in 2024. Players competed in Sandy on a snow-covered field. The shift is part of a move to line the season up better with international leagues. The league made the announcement about how the new sprint season will work yesterday. Teams will play 14 games against conference opponents. You are listening to KUER News.